All right, we're joined in the media center by Brittany Force, who went to number one in Top Fuel with yet another track record, 365.4, 333 miles an hour. Second number one this year, 34th in your career. Obviously, the big story, you went quicker each run, three track records in 2 days. How cool was that to go out with a heck of a run to finish off the day?
That's outstanding for this Flavor Pack Monster Energy team, just to keep improving each run. Now, the hard part is doing that tomorrow. That's going to be really the tough one. But as long as we can make some consistent runs all day tomorrow, I think we should be good.
What does, you know, you had to wait a decent amount yesterday before you get in, and then you had a wait in between runs today. The team to be able to get together and put runs like that after waits, what's that kind of tell you about this group?
It definitely is. It's tough. You just hang around and wait and wait, and you hope you get the run in, and then it starts raining again. But we all kind of pump each other up. You know, once things get rolling, you get in the hype of it, and you're motivated, you're ready, you're back in that seat, and you're ready to see what our team could do, see what number we could put on the board, and if we could keep the number one spot.
Can you talk about the last run? You know, the sun was getting kind of intense for everybody. How was that for you?
Yeah, when we were pulling around the corner, a lot of these tracks where people wear the dark visors, we have that canopy, so that canopy sometimes blocks the sun, so typically I'm good. When we got around the corner and put the canopy down, the sun was dead in our face, and at that point, there was only one car ahead of us, no time to change the visor. I have everything ready to go in the car, but just wasn't enough time to do it, so kind of put that off and just keep your focus where it needs to be. Don't think about the sun. Pull up there and you know, try to get the job done, and we did it. Got the car down there. It was bright. It's hard. I mean, you don't need to see anything in your car anyways. You go off feel, but you couldn't see anything. My guy backed me up. I couldn't even see where his hand was, just because you're looking right into the sun, so it does get difficult. But that just reminds me that next time we'll need to be more prepared.
Right. And obviously,
so what do you, Brittany, Scott Soucy from Limbo Guy TV Incorporated. But listen, I mean, a car over 300 miles an hour into a place where you can't see. I mean, where do you get the faith to do that? How do you hit the pedal?
You just keep it in your lane. Yeah, that sun is bright. It's in your eyes. But, you know, I have confidence in this team, confidence in myself as a driver, and getting down this racetrack. And this is one of the best racetracks we've been on. It is smooth. It's like glass out there. So it felt fast. But again, it's just you got to – the thinking about the sun is just another distraction. You got to put that out. I could still see everything. Yeah, it's you're looking into the sun, but I'm fine. I could get the car down there, no problem.
And Q2, Austin started challenging you for low ET with knowing that number one gets a bye in the first round. How much emphasis did you guys put on?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's good for this whole team. It means we can come out tomorrow, and I'm assuming conditions are going to be different. So that'll be really important for us, that first run, to get down the track and figure the day out.
Qualifying well hasn't been, it's not like a huge story for you guys. I mean, you've done it the last 2 years, but it feels like there's a different momentum on this team at this point this year as opposed to maybe last year. Do you feel like from top to bottom, or however you want to put it, that things do feel different, or things are in a good place right now for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, again, the same team continuing over, so it's just we're just building this bond. We're building, you know, everything we've done since they came out in 2019, it's the same group. So that for me as a driver, it's just you have the support system around you, and that gives me confidence as a driver. But really, comparing our seasons, looking back at last season, our first win didn't come until Topeka, and we already have two wins under our belt, so that already puts us in a better position. We're already way ahead of ourselves. So you know, we're just gonna, our plan is to keep on going, keep on doing what we're doing. And yes, the number one qualifiers are great. We've had a couple this year, but really our focus is obviously on race day. That's where we need, that's where we make the big jumps and move up in points, and we need more wins. We're looking ahead at championship, end of the season, and we want to be in one spot.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Brittany. Congratulations.
Thank you.